Blog Talk Radio.
Don't forget that you defend an empty space.
tin man found he had what he thought he lacked. Remember the tin man, go find your heart and take it back. Who stole your heart? Maybe no one can say. One day you will find it, I pray.
Oh no, don't tell me that I had to turn around and come back here to this place. I still got to put a little spitter on my hand and see which way the wind blowing. Y'all folks didn't listen to me the first time, and I'm back here again. Who chattered my spirit to come back here to talk to y'all folks again? I know y'all getting ready for this election, so you need my input. Let me put a little spitter on my hand, see which way the wind blowing. I was going north last time I was here. Now it looks like I'm going south. Somebody better pay attention this time. Hell can't keep coming back here. Don't you know we got a war on our hand? It's a war out there. I've been called by the abolitionists to come in and sit in on conversations trying to get y'all folks back in order. I don't have time to be letting nobody channel my spirit to come back here and talk to my own people again. I knew that I was going to have to come back here and talk to John because he confused every which way it go. But I didn't think I was going to have to come back here and talk to my sadity, high-class African-American folk. But it looked like y'all did not hear nothing I said the first time. Didn't I tell you that we were in a war? Didn't I tell you that the 54 went down? Now we got to get ourselves another army. I'm out here in this field, and I'm still on the front line. But when will I get my rest? How long? How long? How long? Y'all say not long. Hey, we're going to get it together. But you got to get it together now, because we in this here man's war. And I don't want to wake that 54 up from the ancestorship so they can come out here with their dry bones and fight with me. I didn't come here to put on no gear to align myself with y'all soldiers in fear. I'm not just rapping, I'm real sincere. This time was preserved for y'all who could persevere. I took a tour overseas only to define that I was going to be on my knees. But now y'all call me back again to fight in this war? I said many things to y'all up on our conversation last time we was together. I told you about what was happening in the atmosphere. Told you that the good ship, Jesus, didn't bring you over here, and it won't take you back. I told you that the mothership was coming for y'all, that to watch the North Star, it would be your guide, it would be your direction. I told y'all that, but here I is back again. Now, what's the trouble now? What's the trouble now? What's the trouble now? You say the white folks still doing what they were doing to y'all before, holding y'all back, not letting y'all be African-American? Can't nobody hold you back unless you let them. Now, who are you letting hold your hand and preventing you from prevailing? Who? Tell me who. Didn't I tell you that the master already done fixed it for us? That them folks been fixed. They're going to do what you say. All you need to do is gather up one voice and speak with one voice and quit speaking with many tongues. You got too many of y'all over here on the right, too many of y'all here on the left. Y'all need to get together, one aim, one voice, and one people speak, and then they'll hear your voices. How as many times as I got to say this, I'm not an educated person. I was in the third grade, and I only went there to carry somebody's books. I didn't go through this here education y'all got. Y'all got the knowledge, you got credentials, you got degrees and PDHs behind your name and master's degree, and you still can't figure it out. I told you that their education was no good for y'all. Book learning ain't never did nobody no good. You got to have some mother wit. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of my mother wit today. Why don't you sit down over there, turn that TV off, turn it off, and sit down. And this time, y'all pay attention, because some of y'all don't have a mind to go on. But if those of you got an ear to want to hear, sit down. Here, I got something to tell you. I done come back here a second time. And usually I don't do that kind of stuff. Because once I make one trip, the only reason I came back here because John was calling me. And I heard his voice in the wind. Harriet! Harriet! Maidservant! I was ready to go now, Harriet. I just want to marry you back again, Harriet. Come back for me. So I came back for John. But he better have it together, too. Because I ain't playing with him or he going to feel the blow of my pistol, or he gonna get in the water and he gonna wade the water. I can hear him saying right now, Harry, I can't swim. I can't swim, Harry. I can't swim. He gonna swim across the water or he gonna wade across the water. I'm telling y'all folks the same thing. Get ready, because this here ain't no joke. Them folks done fixed it so they could put my name and my picture on one of their currencies. And they're thinking about telling y'all, here is y'all reparation. Here's your Harriet on the back of a dollar bill or maybe a $20 bill. Maybe they up the ante. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to accept it. Not going to accept it. You cannot add me up to no dollar bill. I've done too much for this country. I've gone and fought in that man's war. I even put my bloomers on and got out there on the front line. And I aimed my pistol, and whoever was in front of it, that's who I shot. But right now, I want you to know one thing. Harry is here on business. So let's get the order of the meeting together, and y'all get the parliamentary procedure together, because it won't be nobody talking up in here. Raise your hand, say all kind of things out of order. Get in order, because that's what we got to do. Harry been coming back here on these occasions just to get them slaves who are them children right now that are enslaved in that school system who got them labels and tags on them. I want them labels and tags off of them, talking about mental illness, talking about them children got attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity, without hyperactive, and then they talking about bipolar. What do you mean bipolar? We got post-traumatic stress just from being around this place and around their nonsense. So how you going to get some people that gave you reasoning? Now they got bipolar disorder? They got mental illness? Hell, we had mental illness when we got out there and started working, trying to pick their cotton, picking cotton. We had some post-traumatic stress, they tell me. But there is a way to rid our post-traumatic stress and worrying about what happened back then in slavery, there's a way to rid us of that. Yeah, I know Bookman Dadee and Toussaint Dessalon, all them got together over there in that island and they fought back. I'm here with Bookman. Bookman, are you in there? Come on out here, Bookman. Come on out here. Because they need to know that you still live in Bookman. Bookman was one of the baddest, shut your mouth, that fought on the revolution. And he won that war until John Jacques Dessalines came in and decided to change everything. What did Bookman say? Unless we lay down their religion and get them back their gods, we can't ever win no war. When you accept their gods, what you say, Bookman? When you accept their gods, you're beholden to their gods, you can never win your way out of slavery. Now, I know you in a high-tech lynching. That's much different from what we went through. We got a few lashes and beatings, and our skin healed, and we had tough skin. We got better. But they playing with your mind, and a mind is a terrible thing to lose. And the mind in the hands of the oppressor. The oppressor can take the mind and make it think anything. You got to take your mind back, children. You got to take your mind back. You got to have your mind back because it's your mind that's going to keep you alive. You can't be walking around here talking about, oh, I'm out of my mind. I done lost my mind. My mind is gone. No. We're not singing that tune. Your mind ain't gone. Ain't nothing wrong with your mind. Quit letting these doctors put you in mental illness institutions and quit taking a disability for a mental illness. Some of y'all got your children out there pimping, getting SSI checks, talking about they got a disability, and you're getting checks for them. Some of y'all playing doctor. And I see some of you over there right now going in there telling them schools that my child gonna go to a test to see if they got a disability, see if I can get that aura check. You ought to stop it. And the ancestors told me to tell you to stop it. If you take any one of their children over there to that psychiatric ward and admit them for some so-called misnomer condition called bipolar, post-traumatic stress, or any of them names, then the ancestors going to deal with you. And they're going to deal with you square and fair. But you're going to know you've been dealt with when they get through whipping you for mistreating them children. The ancestors have been working, helping the babies from the bench, trying to pull them babies out of them societies and back in the homes of their ever-loving mothers and fathers. And y'all around here, let them put labels on your babies, and you say they're going to school to learn what? To go to school so they can be proven that they are miseducated? I've been fighting a long war. They said, Moses, won't you go stand up in front? Put your hands up, Moses. Hold your hands up so the people can see. And have faith again, Moses, and they can believe that you're going to come and rescue them. Now, this here is a holiday. Military force getting recognized for being on the force and mostly active duty men. I want to say something to you here today. I want our President Obama to be listening. Obama, you listening? I want you to come back and listen to this on demand. I want you to hear me good, Obama. Hear me good. I love you like a son. And you know I praise you every chance I get. And I tell them, take their hands off you. But you're going to hear me today. You got some civilians that are just as important as those active duty men. They have fought a good fight of faith. They have gone out on the front line, and some of them were the last ones to leave the base. And when they shut the town down and they had no active post office or banks available, they still held up the ladder for you, Obama. And their families got displaced and children taken out of school. And if that ain't a war, tell me what is a war. That's a genocide, Obama. And some of your civilians have had to go through that. I know. And I know them by name. And they haven't been recognized. They don't get the benefits to go to school. They don't get the benefits out in the secular when they're asked for their DD-214 or DD-114, they are told that they cannot use a DD-50, and they can't get the benefits because of that. You got to change things, Obama. You got to change it right now. I don't care about what you say when the House of Representatives approve it. You have the ability to write a congressional order. Write it right now. Sit down there and write it right now. Because this here is the day we remember our servicemen and women who serve, and not only did the active duty Navy, Army, and Air Force serve for you, but the civilians gave up their hide, and they left their homes, and they packed their bags, and they brought the shipment over, and they served for you in the communities where the enemy were. But yet no mention is being given of the civilian, but today it will be. This day will be set in history that civilians are actively behind the scene working. And they're working hard. Not only are they working, but their husbands are working. And their children are working. And they stay sometimes for a lifetime. And they only return on the summer. That's more than any active duty member sometimes does. Or just as much. Then why aren't they recognized? Tell me why. Tell me why. See, Obama, you got to hear it from a school teacher who's channeling Harris Tubman's voice. You got to hear it because you know something else got to be done. You got military veterans here now who are still waiting on benefits and civilians who are still waiting on their pension. Don't ignore the civilians. Don't say those civilians ain't doing nothing. Go back and give them their just due. Will you do that for me, please, Obama? Will you do that for me? Now, I ain't going to speak no more on the topic of discussion. You know what I'm talking about. And all y'all folk out there in the audience know, too, because some of y'all are civilians, and you haven't been treated right. Some of y'all stuff is still over there in storage, and some of y'all had to get home the best way you can. Is it always forget about a civilian that it don't matter because they don't have a gun in their hand? They may not have a gun in their hand, but they may be held up in a city. So I want you to remember, Obama, when you take that pen and swiftly might write orders for those active duty members, please, please now, sir, don't forget about the civilian. This here day is the day that we're celebrating all of the soldiers that served and the female soldiers that served and the families that served. Don't forget about us. Please now, don't forget about it. That's all that I'm going to say on that there subject. Now, let's go on. Now, somebody told me that y'all saw John running around here half crazy, didn't know which side he was on, the Confederates, or if he was on the Northerner side. But I do know this much. I come here to take a shipload of people back with me. Now, if you're ready to go, get on the good ship, mothership, because I told you it was coming back. Now, I'm not going to sit here and waste a lot of y'all time, but let me tell you a few things that I see that's still wrong. I told you to sit yourself down and free yourself from that there television and all of that nonsense and negative stuff. We've got to learn to have one voice when we go out in the community. We can't be all rash, speaking off the top of our head, saying any old darn thing we want to. We can't be all out of order. We have to be on one accord with unity, one voice, one people, and one aim. Up, you mighty race. You know you can accomplish what you will. How does I'm just a little old woman having to come back here and speak through the voice so that you can hear what I say. I say too much education can ruin the soup, can ruin the pot. And right now we got a hell of a lot of education flowing around here. But nobody got mother wit. I wish you knew how it feels to be free, because I was free at last. I wish you knew how it feels to be free. I wish someone would take all those chains off of you. You can soar to the wind, and if you will, you can fly. If you knew how it feels, oh, how it feels just to be free. Now, I was free. I done got over to the other side. And there's a lot of us on the other side that's free. Y'all still in this here thing called slavery. I know you don't pick no cotton, and that's a cotton-picking swoop. You ain't picking cotton, but you're picking a whole lot of other stuff that looks like cotton to me because you're still down on your knees. Stand up and straighten your back up. Don't prostrate yourself. Stand up straight and look a man in the eye and tell him just what you feel and what you want to happen. Now, I come back here a second time because I was not that effective the first time. Y'all weren't listening to me. You had your televisions on and your stereos and you're bumping to the music and somebody bumping over here and bumping over here and shaking it down over here, Daddy. And you got to turn that music off. Yes, I know you're musical people and you're emotional people, but you got to take some time to get to know yourself. It's a hard time coming up the road. And a lot of us won't be able to carry our pistols because, you know, they're collecting the pistols from everybody. Obama wants you to give your guns back. I know some of y'all don't want to give your guns back, but go and give them back because we got the Lord on our side. The Lord going to speak for us. And don't tell me the Lord ain't never spoke for you because the Lord has spoke for you all this time and got you here. Thus far, give your guns back. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. You got something more powerful than a gun. You have something more powerful than a gun. You have the ancestors on your side. And you say, what is the ancestors? Who are they? Harriet Tubman is one. And you got Joe Lewis, who's another. He knocks out oppression. Madam C.J. Walker, she could walk all over them. Nina Simone, and don't let her get to singing her song. You got some help on your side because you got the Spirit with you. That's right. My Spirit will reside with you. I've been given permission to stay here a little bit longer this time. So this time I won't be leaving. My Spirit gonna reside with y'all. Ain't that nice? I'm gonna stay with you. And you gonna have me in your pocket so you can pick me up and carry me a little bit stronger now. Cause Harriet's gonna be with you and Harriet's gonna walk all over this land. And her Spirit gonna be known everywhere. Because see, that there woman you got chilling for you, she gonna be on them televisions and she gonna be in them studios and she gonna be speaking my words as if I was still here in the flesh. That's right. Hell gonna have all her words being known. And you know one thing? Hell gonna be able to unify y'all folks. Unify them, Lord. Oh, unify them, Lord. Unify them, Lord. Unify them, Lord. That's right. I'm bringing my Spirit to unify you. And when you're unified, can't nothing penetrate. I know you're strong. I know you got the endurance. But they're going to look at you and they're going to say, God is with them people. God is with them. Look at the way they love one another. I know God must be with them. Herod ain't just been coming back here just to chew her chop. Herod will tell you that you is God. And God has been with you all along. You already had a heart like the Tin Man. Go back and take your heart because you had the heart to stand up. And you've already had God with you all this time. I don't care what you say about being in this war. There's a victory that's coming for us. And there's reparation that's coming. Now, you've been turning reparation down and saying you didn't want that reparation. Don't you know reparation don't always have to be in a monetary gain? They can forgive your taxes. They can forgive your school loan. They can come and give you give you favor. Give you favor with man. How many of you want favor? Favor in your child's life. Favor in your marriage. Favor in the courtyard. Favor in the field. Favor when you come. Favor when you leave. You could be given favor. Now, let me tell you, you're dealing with an ordinary man. Don't think you can't shake him. His spirit can be shaken, too. I know he looked like he's a man, and he looked like he can't be changed, but God can change him and her in a twinkling of an eye. He already has made them open doors for you. He's changed their mind. I told you they done been fixed. They done been fixed. You don't have to work your juju. You don't have to work your charm. God already has worked his charm. They done been fixed. They will yield to your every need. You don't have to run around in circles no more and wonder, when will we ever get over? When will we ever get over the grain house? Well, you've gotten over the grain house. You have the keys and the lock in your hand. Go ahead, bend down and turn the lock. Turn the lock. You got the combination. Open the door. Now all you need is enough strength just to walk to the door. I don't care what they say about you being held back and you don't have what it takes. You always had what it took. You made them. You were their mothers and fathers. They're your children. Now get your children in order. And call your children into place. You're the elders. They don't know a time when you were here. You've always been here. You're the oldest creatures. Dig Nitsch, who they call Lucy. All life came through her loins, and her loins are the DNA of a black woman. Did you hear me? They wrote the news. This ain't according to Harriet. This according to their own news. They've known who you were all along. You just don't know who you are. You're maids and daughters of a king, of a queen, and you are God because you share in his essence. He works on the inside of you. There's no church building you can go to contain that God that you got in you. Stir up the gift that's within you. You are the living epistle. You're the temple. Now go head on. Herod don't have to be here to force you and be the wind behind you. Go head on, people. You Nubian queens and kings, go head on. They know who you are. They know your fathers and your mothers. They know you were sent here to do something. You've got a mission, and your mission is to deliver. You are deliverers. They've been waiting for you. They've been setting the table for you. Even the Jewish have set the table for you and thought you was Elijah. But Elijah has already come. Y'all are here now. Y'all be here on this land. This is the land you be on. Yes, take your trip to Africa and go and celebrate. But you celebrate this here land because this is where your mothers and fathers picked cotton, and this is where they left their sacks and they ran off looking for something else in the north when it was already here in the south. Don't be dismayed and don't be discouraged. Ye have little faith, ye have overcome them, children, and ye are gods now. Lift up ye eternal faith and believe that it is our time now. It is our time now. Must Herod keep coming back here to remind you that it is our time? Must I keep telling you, ain't I a woman? And a woman can lift you up and encourage you, that a baby and a child can lift you up. Lift up yes. This time we win. Because in their good book, in the end, it says we win. We win this here war. We win this here war. And we will get over the grain house. And this time, the judiciary laws will be written a little different for all men to find their freedom and have righteousness so that they won't have to take a plea bargain and do time either way it go. They will be in charge. You will be in charge this time. thus saith the Lord. So it is well with him. He decreed it. You must decree it. Whatsoever a man or woman decree, it shall be just and it shall be so. Decree a thing and watch people live up to what you decree. I do not want you to be overshadowed and be trembling with fear. This is not a time to be afraid. This is a time to understand that you have now come into position of the age. And that woman that you have, she is God. And don't you forget it. It was a woman that led our people into freedom. Not a man, but a woman. It is a woman that has an umbilical cord that gives birth to the nation. She is the God. That's right. She is the God. And don't you make a mistake and tell her anything else other than that. She is not the weaker vessel, but the stronger one. She be the God, and she's always been the God. She knows it, and your slave master knows it too. Why do you think he consults her for everything? She will bring the news to you. She will guide you. She will direct you. She will take a little spittle and put in the air, and she'll know which way you people are supposed to go. Now line up, people. Get up and line up and get ready for the great movement, because the movement is here. And I don't want you making a mistake this time by not loving your creator and your higher self. Love yourself with all your heart and soul. And then know that you're God, and then go back and lift your neighbor and strengthen your neighbor who has fallen down, and then love him with all your heart and soul. I want you to know that Harriet's been here, and she's going to stay with you. Her spirit will reside with you this time. I will not leave you. I will never leave you alone. I will stay with you. And under this circumstance, we will fight the war together. We have already won. Because in the end, it says we will win, and we will take the city. Now take the city. Take the city. Take the city. Give me one good reason to come here, and I'll turn my life around. Just give me one good reason. I'll turn my life around. That's what you should be saying. Because it's our time now. Lift up the voices. Know that your deliverance is near. Herod is here. I will reside with you always. My spirit will not leave you. Now stay strong, my brother and my friend. Ye are great.
Give me one reason to stay here.
I'm going to turn my life around this day. And I'm turning my back around. Can't you see me turning?
Give me one reason to stay here. And I'll turn my back around. Said I don't want
to leave
you alone.
Tell him to turn his back around.
Because
he got to get on this caravan move
this time. We can't leave him here. Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. You know that I called you. I called too many times. You can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me. Thank you. chasing you around, wasting my precious energy.
My people, you can rest easy now knowing that Harriet's spirit is with you. And channeling Harriet, she brings about faith and strength to encourage you and to help you to have affirmations and confirmations that she's with you and been here all along. Harriet cannot leave you because her spirit resides within your cosmic record. Why don't you channel her? Why don't you bring her forth? As she come forth to me and my rendition, I choose to bring her the best I can in the way that I only know her. And as I bring her in this rendition and this particular entertainment, please find the truth in what I'm saying as we bring enlightenment and entertainment to you. As an entertainer, I bring you spirit from the channeling and allow my spirit to yield as Harriet talks and speaks her truth and talk and walk her walk. So go with Harriet as she carries you through the week and gives you directions for your life. Know that we are in a battle and this is a war and that we must all participate and know our place. And we must understand that we must pull down and tear down and root up and kill the spirit of racism and impartiality and bring about peace and one love for all people, one aim and one force. And as we look at this holiday today for all those veterans and for all those who served in the military like myself and others and my family and my husband, we served in the military and served well as civilians, but as civilians we did a job that only active duty members could do. I want you to remember the civilians in your prayers as you remember all the